We are here. This is Star Wars Geek Girls. We are not. I am not Zoe, and
I am not Lizzie.
Right, but we are here doing the Father's Day special, which I think we did one before, or maybe two.
I know we've done at least one, but yeah. It blurs. Apparently, it's been a while.
It has been a while. I feel like we were out in California, which was what, 2018.
Yeah.
17 or 8, and then I blinked and it's 2023.
Yeah.
So, and I see Axel and I'm like, wait a minute. That's the child that was trying to tell Missy he was like 8 or he was lying about his age in Orlando saying he was
trying to get in for free somewhere.
I know he was just messing. I think he was just messing with Missy. And now he's like a giant. So, So this is our Father's Day special that we'll put up for the girls. And I just thought it'd be neat to just talk about like being a father in Star Wars, but being a father with Lizzie and Zoe for the last, it's been eight. It will be 8 years this September that they started, which is, you know, and they still like what they do. I hope. I mean,
yeah. I mean, they're still, you know, following up on everything, you know, like obviously there's no more Rebels, but they're still, you know, watching the shows or the Mando or, you know, I don't know about Zoe, but I know, I guess Lizzie doesn't have a PS5, so she's not keeping up on the games or whatever's out. Like right now, Jedi Survivor's out. So that's all we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, Zoe, Zoe went and she upgraded her. She bought an Xbox when she was out in California. And then when she came home, she was like, well, this Xbox won't play. So she upgraded it because she's been working she's been substitute teaching. And then she got a couple jobs with production houses around here, which are few and far between, just to make money. And so I think she thought I was going to say something to her about spending her money. But I'm trying to be a parent to an adult child and, you know. As long as her spending her money doesn't make me have to spend extra money. So, but yeah, she's been keeping up with the game. The only problem is her gaming console is set up in the center of our house. So if you're not in the, when I come home from work from, you know, 100 kids yelling at me all day, sometimes hearing Fortnite or Jedi Survivor when I walk in the door isn't the most welcoming sound. And she got me playing Fortnite too. So,
oh yeah. I haven't played with Zoe, but like a couple of us had gotten on every now and then. We unlocked the mall skin or whatever was the last thing. Thanks to Lizzie. We did like half of the things and we were like, Lizzie, we need a victory royale. And then Lizzie came in clutch.
Yeah. That's what Zoe did for me. Like I had played and then she had got me some skins. And so, I have tons of skins. I just play Boba. I like Book of Boba Fett, Boba Fett. So that's my favorite one.
Yeah, there's some good ones.
So we'll start our Father's Day. And maybe this is the sad way to start it, but I was thinking this week about how much I miss trooping with my kids. And I don't know if that's the same for you, but like I like trooping. Like I troop as a stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. But we wound up doing a panel. I got a panel, my first panel ever. For some place in Philly. I don't know why. I just put in for it because I thought Zoe'd be out at your end of the country. And I got the panel. And then we went and I just reminded me of how much I miss trooping with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah, we have I've been working a lot, so I'm not able to make, you know, because we troop primarily with Saber Guild mostly.
Right.
So it's all practices and shows and things like that. Would I just go right over to, because I'm Rebel Legion too. I should run over to Rebel Legion and just sign up for a troop for whatever Saturday or Sunday I'm off.
Right.
When I get the chance, because usually events are on Saturdays. I'm always working and I just not able to A, not make practices to be eligible to go and be in the shows because not able to make rehearsals and stuff like that. But I still have my costumes and I still, you know, I should just.
And you are the Jedi of Lucasfilm now.
I am a Jedi of Lucasfilm.
I know. But you were taught Wheel of Fortune, man. That was, you know.
Yeah, that was cool. I got to show Vanna and Pat and show them a couple of little lightsaber moves super, super fast. But it was fun. It was nice. Yeah. And it was like the usual thing. They were like, hey, you know, you come and do this thing? Absolutely, I can. Yes, sir.
But yeah, like I was looking at pictures of the kids, and you're in the same boat as me. Like my kids were doing it when they were young. They started as Jawas. You started with Little Axel and as a did he start as Ezra? Or did he? No, he started as
they both had Little Jedi.
Okay,
because they would just come out to do Saber Guild stuff with us. So they just had like little Padawan Jedi kids, you know, clip on braids and stuff like that. And then basically once Rebels hit, we were the Rebels.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think Axel also did like Little Boba Fett, and Lizzie did like, you know, I think she did like the bridge crew, like the undercover Ty Sabine, but right, she just like did it as Sabine instead or whatever. But Lizzie also has like a femme trooper.
Oh, like right.
The,
yeah.
The legacy troopers, but the shadow style.
Yeah. And yeah. Then,
yeah.
All my students know your Star Wars story and Zoe's Star Wars story. I play that for my students because, like, first day we're supposed to make connections with our students. So I've seen that video of Lizzie explaining to Jordan about fighting lightsabers and stuff. I've seen that six times a marking period every mark 4 times a year.
Nice. So, nice. Yeah, yeah. And the kids had fun. We would always go to practices and do our little thing and like. Lizzie was really good with like the forms, and when Axel was younger, he could learn the like fights really well. Just funny to have like little tiny Axel come out with Ezra. So he did a couple of shows as Ezra, you know? And sometimes when he was really like, there were times where we would have like shows where we would face off against the Empire and beat back the Inquisitors or Darth Vader. And at the end of the show, there would be like a little stormtrooper helmet left on the stage. And then Axel would come out in the Ezra costume and be like, this helmet is now the property of Ezra Bridger, and like put it on and walk off. And that was like nice. The show, you know, just like a random cute little thing. You know, so it was like the kids were really involved. And like I said, like it's because of that, that we haven't had time, but Axel's been working on his armor lately. He's got some Boba armor.
Oh, nice.
That you guys sent over. And did like a Cobb Vanth. And then he sort of repainted it to his own thing. And now he's like, no, I want to do Cobb Vanth again. So now, he's working with another buddy of mine down here who's got like a shop. Mm-hmm. They're showing him like how to do things right, how to sand right, how to paint, how to polish, how to get that metallic. He's using like, they're teaching him good how to use the like airbrushes to paint and stuff like that. So, you know, he's having fun. And now he's like, I'll come home. He'll be like, look, I sanded this out. Like, you can't even see the light. Look, touch it. It's like totally like smooth. And he's getting his stuff like really, really well done, which is good because he's learning to do it like the right way. Because I'm not.
That's the nice thing. I mean, 3D printing's nice, but it is nice now that people are finishing stuff right. Like, you know? I mean, whatever anyone wants to wear is fine with me, but I've seen some people be very liberal with their print lines.
He's going to put that on and he's going to walk out and he's going to look and he's going to be proud of like what he's wearing, as opposed to when we just give him their armor and they're like, all right, cool. Okay. I'm going to throw it in the bin now.
Yeah.
Like, he painted some stuff and then he put it in his bag and he came home. And then the next day he was like, Dad, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, it's cause he's doing all smooth, fine, shiny finishes. And I don't do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm like, no. Listen to him. Like, I weather stuff. I can't do what they do. And he's like,
I weather my mistakes as well.
Yeah, I put it in the bag and now it like scratched the silver off of this part. And I'm like, so here's what you do. Go through your closet, clean your clothes, and get rid of all the t-shirts that don't fit you anymore. Take those t-shirts and wrap up your armor pieces in them and put them away in your bag. That way they don't scratch up against each other when you travel. Like, and he's like, oh. And I'm like, remember like when Kevin brings his clone armor, it's just the clone armor. But remember when he packs his shiny stormtroopers or episode sevens, you notice he has them all wrapped up in like little, you know, cloth or t-shirts or whatever, you know, because it's like a different thing. And he's like, oh, cause he's only had armor like me that it's meant to be weathered.
Right.
We weather our rebel, you know, the only armor we really have is rebels. And he had little Boba.
Yeah.
You know, but it's good that he's like learning and he's starting to take pride in his work. He's like, look at that. There's no line there at all. Like, you know, so I'm waiting to see how he starts doing with the paint job now that he's like really good at prepping.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad. Like I said it in my panel last week that I'm glad that we've done stuff with our kids that like went throughout the years. Like, I have so many friends who they talk about where they lost connection with their kids for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like I did that, you know, like, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there was a couple months there that they were a little, they get a little cantankerous, you know, but you know, you know, yeah. with our girls, like, I mean, with Zoe and just seeing them grow up and Zoe plans everything, you know, she's a Star Wars has become even more part of her life than even my life.
Mm-hmm. See, I think like I'm probably the one who, cause I do the books and the comics and the this and the that. And, but so Axel will be like, you know, I'm good. Oh, I'm not going to watch that. But like, he'll come and watch and like Axel really liked Andor. So yeah. like he was all into Andor and he was rewatching and he wants to do a Brasso. So like, you know, he'll find like the things that he likes and latch onto it.
Yeah.
You know,
That's how Safi is.
I think he's like not, I wonder, he's like not super crazy about Ahsoka yet. So I'm hoping like, you know, cause like he's a little, like we're all a little trepidatious about the return of the Rebels just because we're so connected to the iteration yeah. that we are very like that show is so connective to our family that it's going to be like an adjustment for us to get used to these new people.
You know? Yeah, it took Zoe almost a year to mm-hmm. even like the live action Ahsoka
mm-hmm.
because she grew up with, you know, Ahsoka was right, her right. favorite character.
And I still like prefer the Ahsoka thing because people are like, well, it's like this, it's great or it's horrible. I'm like, it looks fine. But like, because people are like, well, she doesn't, you know, whatever these complaints or whatever that people have. I'm like, she hasn't done any, like she showed up and said like three lines.
Yeah.
Like, so don't like, you can't say she's a horrible actress, like,
right.
or whatever. You can't say that this is that or that is this. Like, when she has her own show, you'll see, like, whatever the story it is or whatever they have planned for her. Because anything we've seen so far is just her being like, hey, Mando, what's up? Hey, here's a baby.
Right.
Or, you know,
right.
like, that's, it's not really been a whole lot.
Well, and the Sabine, that, the only thing I'm dreading is that flight suit.
Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be more than we're used to.
Yeah, because before we yeah. could just fudge it, you know, it's drawn, yeah. you know, but so, because I'm looking like I'm like, how similar is that flight suit to Bo-Katan, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm just might just have to buy because around here, I don't know how to sew, and the people that do know how to sew. Like kill, I can't afford the sewing around
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're gonna have to start doing some exchanges. You're gonna have to start being like, "Look, I will make you guys four helmets,
yeah,
for one flight suit or something." You know,
I know. Well, yeah, I'm gonna start
bartering those abilities.
The nice thing is, though, the new Ahsoka has Skechers.
Okay, the shoes.
Yeah, because do you know Judah? He does paint work.
Yeah, with... I do actually.
Yeah, and
well, some... I know of him. I've never met him.
Yeah, somehow we met him at Anaheim, and so okay. we've become friends, and then we got to actually hang out with him in London.
Mm-hmm.
He invited us to a party, you know. Me and Zoe were both half asleep. We're like, "Yeah, we're going," but he's. I've been just like, "Hey, does this color look right?" Like, because I've been working on this chest armor, and he's like,
"Yeah,
you know." But they unfortunately they didn't use any pre. I was hoping they use like. Montana, you know, spray.
Yeah,
you're like, no, nah, we hand mixed it all. I'm like, oh, great,
nice.
So
to be fair, that's Sabina's hell.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just glad Zoe's looking forward to it, and I'm glad, like, I think her and Lizzie, as podcasts go, figuring they did a podcast from. Probably the worst time in your life to do the years that you're the most busy mm-hmm. in terms of growing and everything else. They did a podcast from what 13 till now.
Yeah.
And they stuck with it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Zoe's the queen of scheduling. So yeah. she's pretty good at that. But, and Lizzie, you know, Lizzie has had that tough college. I mean, she's coming down mm-hmm. to the end.
Yeah.
That's a tough 3 years. That's a,
yeah. But I mean, even look at the not even kids, look at the adults who started when they started podcasting who aren't doing anything. You know what I mean? Like
right,
just
right.
the longevity of anyone right. to do it as long as they have, much less kids that are now adults.
Right. and to stay positive about it. Like I've seen, and maybe it's just recently, but I've a lot of the podcast I normally listen to, I had to take a pause on because I think because there was nothing to do, they thought, well, let's just gripe about things. Well, you're all over the place.
You've noticed there's a pattern for my podcast, especially. So the Rogue Rebels podcast is our podcast. So we'll do the shows. And then we had this once before. The original season of The Mandalorian ran concurrently with like the end of Star Wars Resistance. So back then we were bouncing around and trying to figure it out. And we would do like 1 week, we would do two episodes of The Mandalorian. And then the next week we would do two episodes of The Resistance, that week's and the one we missed. And then the next week we would go back to Mandalorian, cover those two. So we basically did that again, because this is the first time since then that there have been two shows for like the end of The Bad Batch and the beginning of The Mandalorian season 3. But then those breaks in between, when a lot of the other shows are like, well, there's nothing to do. I don't know what to do. There's nothing to do, is when I'm like, no, there were four books already that I have recorded. Like, so now I can finally catch up on my phase 2 High Republic. I need King Tom, get over here. I need you to get with me, because King Tom's the only other person I know who reads all the comics.
Yeah.
And there's giant stuff happening. And then, you know, now we got a video game. So like, okay, like I finally had time to beat the game. So now I can talk Jedi Survivor. So like, I try to fit all that in, because come August, we're going to be back to Ahsoka, and there's going to be a weekly thing the audience is going to be looking for. And I really like covering things that I feel like is a little more evergreen, like as opposed to news. Because a lot of podcasts will just do like news. They'll be like, such and such said something, and they're excited. There's a photo released about a show that's coming out.
Right.
It's like cool and it's great. We're all excited for it. But like, it's something that you'll never go back to, probably.
Yeah. Right.
I'll never go back and be like, remember the Rogue One trailer? Let's go back to that. Like, I might go back and be like, man, I really like Rogue One. Let's go back and listen to the episodes where people broke down what they thought about it.
Yeah.
But like, which is why that's kind of how I arrange my podcasts. I sort of pick a thing. Hey, this is what we're going to talk about this episode. And like, if you're ever like 10 years down the line, when you're like, man, the High Republic, what was that all about? You can go to my podcast and there's going to be 20 episodes about the High Republic that you can like check out.
When I use your High Republic to cheat, because I try to keep up with the High Republic stuff, but I've been cheating, because especially this spring when Zoe was riding to work with me, I wasn't listening to podcasts, because I was like, you know, I hadn't seen her, and so my listening got eaten up. So I would cheat, like when she didn't substitute in a building I was at, I would listen to your podcast, because I like the High Republic stuff, and I like the comic books. But during COVID, I went to my comic book store for my subscription. You know, they pull your books, but they were closed some weird hours. So I showed up 1 week, and they're like, okay, that will be $300. You know, so I took it, and I was like, I got to put a pause on some of these books, man. So, like, I have all the apps. So I'm taking your advice, where I just going to go back and get the graphic novels.
Yeah, I kind of go the other way, because I want it immediately, even though, like this is the thing where like Liz doesn't like that. She's like, what happens next? Because usually comics are very episodic.
Yes.
They like end, you know, and like usually there's like an arc of a comic books will be like 5 issues, 6 issues, 4 issues, whatever. And so like you'll get those 4 issues and it'll make up a story.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, if when you get the first or second or third issue, it's always going to end on like, oh my God, what happens next? Tune in May 28th to see the next issue.
Well, and I found myself when I started reading this, the Star Wars comics, getting back into my comics days. Like, I used to have a special pair of gloves and bags and everything. Mm-hmm. I had a whole room before the kids were born with just my comic books.
Yeah.
And I found myself going, and I'm not really into collecting like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I can't do that. I don't have the
space,
you know?
Yeah. For me, it's a story. So like, I get the comics, I put the digital code or whatever, or if it's Dark Horse, I just read it. And then I like file it and I put it away. And once the, like you were talking about the paperbacks, once the series is all done, I sell off the series and I use that money to buy the paperbacks.
Yeah, I should probably do that with some of mine, because I have pretty much triples of the, because I also, unfortunately for me, because I'm a comic book guy, I had to buy everything in triplicate.
Right. Oh.
So that was just,
but and then I sell them all off as a set,
yeah.
Because then I end up with like, oh, well, nobody wants Darth Vader 17 or whatever, you know, like whatever. So I'll just be like, 2017 Darth Vader series 1 through 25, 300 but for whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then boom, it's gone. Boom, I can go buy the hardcover or the trade paperbacks or whatever. And then like that's kind of my move. And then also like, so you'll see like my comic stack will grow. And then once the series is done, I'll sort of like knock it all down, sell it off. Nice. And then I get like a couple of trades or whatever, and then I'm like fine again. But it's really the stories that like bring me back to comics and the art. I mean, the art stuff. But.
Yeah, I like, again, I like the High Republic stuff, and I like all the comic books. It's just I got to get myself back into that state. And I've done pretty well. Other than the new Sabine, I haven't added anything to my to do list in probably six mm-hmm. months, which is rare for me.
Admirable. And,
yeah, that's very like I have stuff sitting there. I'm like, no, I can't. Mm-hmm. Can't even, like I've become a hoarder of 3D printing files.
Okay.
So like I find cool files and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to buy it and then save it until I have it. And I a friend of mine gave me a 500 millimeter printer, and I'm fighting the urge to start a chopper because it'll print a full chopper dome uncut.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I'm like, I just got to hold off and get everything else done. Get this new Sabine done
mm-hmm.
and get her whatever season. There's still one season of Sabine half in paint, whatever the bright yellow one. Do you have that one?
That's four, right? Season four.
Yeah. That's the only one. I've never liked that cut. Like, no offense.
Yeah. Does it. I didn't do that one. We did season three. Cause in the beginning of that series for the first like two or three episodes.
Yeah.
She has the other paint. She has the season three paint job.
I hate this helmet. I hate those Mandalorian Arsenal helmets.
Mm-hmm.
I just this. I hope Zoe never wants to wear those again.
Well, at least for now, you got an upgrade for. Like, I sort of split the difference, and I wanted to paint one as season two.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that'll cover any like season one or two episodes we do. She'll just do season two style. But like, it's like if I wear my Kanan,
yeah,
and Axel wears Ezra, even though he's taller than all of us. You're like. That season, like we always default to season two, and like she can wear her Sabine season two and fit with all of us,
right? Okay,
and then like season three, so it's like two and three, like yeah. She can wear season three, and then I can do blind Kanan, and Axel can do short hair Ezra, you know, and she'll fit with us that way, you know, and then epilogue, you know, yeah. But that's a whole different thing.
My epilogue's a favorite one that I did for Zoe so far,
mm-hmm.
But. She hasn't submitted that yet. Zoe's in the now. Is Lizzie in any of the costuming groups? Yet?
No, officially no.
Okay,
at all.
Now, keep this out if anyone's listening, but there are certain people that don't need to be in the costuming groups, and I think our kids fall under that.
I mean, like they only do stuff. Well, I don't know. I'm only speaking for Lizzie and Axel because, like, Axel wants to go to the party. Axel wants to go do the thing. So he's like making his Mando,
yeah,
or his Cobb Vanth now.
Nice,
and he's like. Excited about that, and he wants to get back into Saber Guild because, like, I mean, I can always just bring him with me, but he's kind of like too big to bring him with me, and I can kind of right. I'm pretty sure I can get him approved in an Ezra,
right?
But he wants to fight, and so I think we have a Sith costume.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think I might get him approved in a Sith costume, a generic Sith costume, and then I can fight with him, you know, that we can work on at home.
The Ahsoka could change Ezra too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's a future Ezra in the works.
Yeah.
I mean, not for us, but like as soon as we see it, you know, maybe he'll be like, oh, that looks really cool. Or, you know what I mean? Like, who knows what that'll pull out of him. I'm kind of excited and interested to see. Kind of like if I ever saw Gayla Voss, I don't know. I might just make that costume if anybody ever showed a picture of that Gayla Voss out there anywhere in the universe. Anybody listening to this?
I wonder if you should just make one and just post it up enough. That when he shows up in a comic, someone's like, as a reference photo, that's what shows up.
I talked to somebody and they were like, I've seen it before. I kind of like remember. And they were like, it was somebody that, you know, one of our mutual friends that works over at Lucasfilm. And like, well, I mean, I think I might be able to dig it up. And it's like, but I mean, even if I did, and like, even if you made the costume, nobody would know who you are. And I was like, uh-huh. And then they were like, but you would know, huh? Uh-huh.
I think they're pointing towards a Voss, though.
You think so?
You know, you could be the next Chris Bartlett. That, you know, they're using you for the Jedi thing. You could be the next, you know.
I mean, I would not say no to Voss. I would do my best. I would do my, hey, Kenobi, you're looking worse for wear. How's Temple? I could look, give me some, a little bit of creatine and I will get my guns up. We'll go full on out. I can get ripped, y'all. I got saber skills. I got backflipping skills. I will wear the costume with glee and bring the moves to it. So if Lucasfilm just happens to be looking for a Voss, you know, I'm always available. I'm a joy to work with, I hear.
which leads me to I forget what episode of the girls podcast. Sometimes I go down memory lane and I listen to pieces of it. And I've been trying to figure out how to tap into making it like make small TikToks to push people towards their, because when I moved their podcast to Anchor, which you have Anchor.
Yeah.
I really like Anchor, but they lost a chunk of their audience from SoundCloud.
Okay.
Which I didn't realize that would happen. But Anchor was so much easier and SoundCloud kept up. It was up to like $200 a year.
Yeah.
And,
but I mean, I'm wondering how many people were like listening on the actual platform, because that has to be what it is. That's what I'm
saying. Like I thought, you know, well, all you know how it is with podcasts. None of these companies want to tell you how many people are listening to you unless you want to pay, you know, some kind of service. Mm-hmm. But listening to the girls and just seeing what they went through. Like I listened to them and you can, I think that's when Zoe was like stressed her senior year. You know what I mean? You probably recognize it from your dad's point of view. And it's just neat to see that they had the time and all the struggles, like the open, when we used that first time we were using two computers with Skype with an open mic over the air to record. You know, it's come a long way.
Right. Yeah.
And Zoe still won't use down here. She still just uses her laptop. Mm-hmm. Like I have like fancy mics and mixing boards. And she's like, I just use my laptop. So.
They get comfortable.
Yeah. Well, and she's, I mean, I'm hoping that when she moves out to California, she still wants to do it. You know, I mean.
Right.
I think she was supposed to be, she was planning on being out there now, but the people she went out there with school, they're like, there's no work whatsoever, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right. Until, things get situated over there. Yeah. I do like listening back to episodes. Like I like having that time capsule available.
Yeah.
Cause as stupid as it sounds, like that's what it is.
Yep.
So even if you don't, it's kind of like pictures, but like you will have, you can look back on, like for us, Axel was even younger. So I can go back to episodes and he will be like, man, when Kaz fell down the thing or what, you know, because like a lot of our early episodes are from Star Wars Resistance, because we didn't start podcasting with Rebels. We started podcasting like before Resistance came on, right around then.
Right.
So like a lot of our early episodes are Star Wars Resistance. And so like those are the Axel young years that you can hear him grow, you know, by the time he gets to season one of Mando.
Yeah.
You know. And then his voice starts changing, you know, so that's a good
thing. Well, and I feel like the core, I'm not in the same loop as Zoe's. Like I feel like with when I trooped, when the girls were little, I was always just the guy who brought the Jawas. Like there were people that trooped with us for years. They didn't know me from anybody, but they knew the girls because there was Jawas were so, there was no adults doing Jawas back then.
Right.
And with podcasting, I feel Zoe has a good group of friends and people she considers family now, you know, between you guys and Jonah Marie and even Steele. Steele's like that crazy uncle that always comes through at the end and, you know, come up. So, I mean, he did the two celebration panels. So I'm hoping the girls can do a celebration panel again. I don't know if you're planning on going to Tokyo.
But not yet, for sure. I don't know.
Unless I hit the lottery, I don't think I'm going either. So I'll put in for a panel just for the hell of it and hopefully Zoe will have her own adult money and she can make a decision. But I think I already priced out the airfare and time, and I don't think Tokyo is going to work for us.
Yeah, yeah. It's far. Japan sounds rad though.
It's like 25. I think when we've sat there the last day of London and priced it all out, and it was 25 to 29 hours just in airport and flight one way.
Yeah.
Where we live. And then the cheapest airfare I could find, I just guesstimated the time of year, but the cheapest airfare was like $2,000 a person. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And if we go to Tokyo, Missy's going to want to go to Tokyo. London, she regrets not going to London, but my only gripe with London, they wouldn't let you have extra people in the room. I was like, what? Because I got there with a room that I booked or prepaid, and they're like, you have four people. And they're like, no, you have two. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, nope, you can only have two people in the room. So I had to get another room. Luckily, they had an extra room.
Yeah, I don't know. It's traveling is always rough, but yeah, that seems like super far. But man, that would be cool.
In 2027, you know, it'll have to be somewhere either Orlando or California for the 50th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see. Yeah. That would be, if it comes back here, that'd be great for me.
Yeah.
You know, those ones end up being super convenient.
Yeah. Any one of those is fine with me because Zoe will be living out there by then. So I'm going to have to figure out some cheap way to get to California quite regularly. So, because I don't know how you survived 3 years because I barely survived a semester. You know, so
yeah, podcasting, that's about it. That's the only time I see my kid. Well, I don't even see her. We just hear.
Yeah.
But, you know, school and everything, she's always so busy. So yeah,
but they both, like, Lizzie's almost out and Zoe's out, so
yeah
we did our jobs.
Yep, now she's gonna be getting her job and stuff. He's got her plans, so hopefully if all that stuff kind of goes through,
now she's gonna be on your coast.
Yeah, she's gonna be living like not close, but she's gonna be, you know, like 30 minutes away.
I think her and Zoe are floating the idea of living together, but I don't know whatever came of that.
Right. Well, we'll see. I mean, who knows, you know, now that they're both, you know, like, California's expensive. You might need a roommate.
Well, that's what I keep telling Zoe. Yeah. I don't know anything about it. I mean, I live 15 miles from where I grew up, you know.
I'm
the worst person to give advice on moving away.
Mm-hmm.
All her friends went to Koreatown, which I don't, you know. But I said, she said, but the rent's cheap. I said, yeah, but how much does it cost you to park your car?
Yeah. You know?
Like, if you have to double your rent because you're parking a car, you might want to look.
Yeah. Those are things you all need to know in advance.
Yeah, I know at least that much.
Yeah.
Though she blew her car up the other week, so
that sounds bad.
She had to get another bug.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say that's a very Star Tours way to put it.
Yeah, no, it's the her water pump went, and you know. If you know anything about those old cars, the Volkswagen, those 98 bugs, the water pump is in the middle of the motor around the timing gear. And I can do lots of stuff, but I was like, I'm not putting a timing gear in a 20-year-old car. But yeah, no, I mean, like, thanks to you guys and thanks to, like, even our Star Wars stories, Zoe's made tons of contacts that will help her in the future. I was hoping Lizzie was going to cook on the Star Cruiser, but you know, it hit a space iceberg.
Yeah, we're all sad about that.
Well, no, your review is, I wish everyone that went on, all those free people that went, would have really thought about how they reviewed it. Because your review was like an honest review from the average person. Like, you know, not, Like there's people that were going all the time. I'm like, I don't know where you work, but please hire me.
Yeah.
But
there's, it's weird. There's like an entire, I ended up looking it up because, you know, like when the news hit, I was legitimately crestfallen, sir. Yeah. I was very sad. And I was like, this is, and you know, and people are, you know, the internet is the internet. So everybody out there is like clowning, like, oh, Toll, of course this doesn't work. And I'm like, everybody who's saying that, none of y'all were there.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's pricey. And I get that not everybody gets to go. I wish there was a way. Like, I don't see why they couldn't. I don't know how it works. I don't know. I'm not a business person. You don't see me holding a briefcase anytime ever. But it was an experience that cannot be described. I don't know how to.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. Your review made me start thinking of how to save for it.
Yeah. But it's like everybody who was like, well, this is dumb and like, this is too expensive. Like, none of those people went.
Right.
Like, maybe I you know what? Guarantee you can find a handful of people maybe that went and that were like, I will never go again. This was bad. And I wouldn't spend that much money. But like, everybody that I talked to, that I heard, that I went, that I've seen, even reviews from people that were actually there, everybody describes it as an amazing experience. And yep. Like you said, there are people that go multiple times.
Right.
And I went looking for that because I listened to a podcast called Thank the Maker.
Yeah.
And they had a podcast, like when it broke down, they had their people on, and there were people that like sort of really into it that would go multiple times. And they were talking about all this stuff, how they like, you know, I think one of the people was one of the bookers or something like that. And they planned like a whole cruise that was all like people that were into it, like on a May 4th cruise.
Yeah.
So like that cruise was like, like these things that I'm like, wow, I thought mine was good. But like, that sounds like even awesomer than mine. And like the people, they knew the songs, they knew the, like, you know, like all of the things, the experiences that you get to have when you're there. It is like a very crazy thing. And then, yeah, we wanted to go back and I wanted to like dive deeper into things that I missed out. I feel.
Yeah.
Cause it's almost like I kind of described it as a video game, like a real life video game. You go, you make choices and you like follow the story to its end.
Well, and that's what I have one of the MasterCards with Disney. So I was like, okay, I'll just pay this bill, you know, like to jack up my dollars to go, you know. And I was very sad. I'm hoping, cause Sonnenfeld is one of the ones that's always there.
Okay.
He's the head of the 501st right now. But he's one of those guys that went like monthly and he just had such a good time. And then with, like I said, with your review, I felt really bad that I was going to miss out on that. And what made me feel even worse was it just seemed like, it was so abrupt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like new in a sense. I don't understand any of that business. You know, I can pay.
But there's like a weird business sense about it that I don't like. Because I feel like Lucas and Disney are both people that took risks and are willing to put stuff out there. And I feel like this whole experiment or whatever it was is one of those things that went big and really like in both of the ways that both of those creators I think would have gone for it. And I think whatever reason they decided, where it's not doing this or it's not doing that or it's not hitting a certain number or whatever. Because as soon as they announced it's closing, you probably can't get a room now because people wanted to go.
Yeah.
But there was like, there's an urgency. There's a price barrier. Like there are reasons why people didn't get to go. I get it. But also like the way that they're just shelving it, I think it really like kind of goes against what both of those, the risks and the imagination that both of those creators, I think, would have fostered.
Right.
And found a way to make it work. Whereas like the business people maybe running it now don't really think that way.
Yeah, it's just a number on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, and that sucks. And for us and the people who work there.
Yeah. And well, Disney's different. In the East Coast, we have like I've only gone twice. So when I say always stay, I mean the two times I went. We stay at a place called Caribbean Beach. And when you stay there, it feels like you're in the Caribbean. So I'm hoping what they do is take out of this and you stay at like Hotel Tatooine.
Right.
Because it has a whole grounds. Like when we stayed there, it looks like a Caribbean resort. Like there's cannons and all, you know. And so I'm hoping that maybe they take at least that part so I can go stay in Tatooine land or something, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I was hoping Lizzie would be chefing there.
Yeah, so was she, man. She's pretty crestfallen too.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just I find it really sad because I think there were like I think the vision of what it was worked.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think like them not finding a way to, like, it is that weird, like, Disney magic.
Yep.
It is one of those things like that you, I don't know how to replicate that, or I don't know why they would give up on something like that. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still think, and maybe because I still think there's stuff affected by all those closings and COVID.
Right.
And all
that. Yeah. And, yeah.
And we, for us, like the average person, we've kind of got through most of it. But mm-hmm. I think companies are just starting to, some of those companies, like, I don't think they have to be a little more patient. You know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But it is what it is. I mean, I'm sure they'll fix something and it'll be almost as good. I just need to get on that. I need to get on that invite list of something. That's my only. So to go back to the girls podcast for all the years, like they started out pretty good. Like they had Vanessa Marshall on. I was looking at the list of all the people they've had,
all the guests.
A good amount of guests on.
Mm-hmm.
But Zoe's been trying to get some of the authors. That's her. That's what I've been trying. Mm. I've been bugging them, but I've been using all my emails I have. So I just got a couple new ones from someone else. They're like, try this. And then we met, you know, the Star Wars book that just came out. I think it's like 100 things.
Kristen Baver's.
Yeah. Book, Kristen. Right? So we were at, in London, and we, mm-hmm. Matt took us back to get pictures behind the stage. There was like a star screen or whatever.
Yeah.
And
I had
this hat on, Millersville. Well, she went to Kutztown, which is one of our rival. And that's what caught her eye, you know? And mm-hmm. so I got to talking to her, and then I said, hey, you know, me being the ultimate, like always plugging for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, would you like to do the show? And she gave me an email. So I've been trying to get her to do that. Cause I even have a podcast, and the first episode I told John and Ken, I said, I will always get guests and plug for my kids before us. Like I told him, because when we were at London, I think I was irritating John, but I was like, here's my daughter's card. Here's my daughter's card. And he's like, you're wearing one of our shirts. I was like, I don't care. I said, I told you I'd always plugged it first. So, but
yeah, yeah. That's they've had a lot of fun, and they've had a lot of, like, we've even us just on the, like on our side, just going to a lot of these events. We've been to, you know, over here, we get to go to some of these like Lucasfilm screenings of Rebels and Resistance and whatever. Like they've gotten to meet a lot of these people. Like Kristen Baver has been part of the StarWars.com team for a long time.
Yeah.
And then she started like hosting some of these little Q&As at the end of a screening. And then she started doing like This Week in Star Wars. And now she's writing books. So it's like really cool to see the people that are into it sort of branch out and do all these things that they want.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Well,
you know.
And Zoe got a taste of that when she was in California, because the Mando Mercs mm-hmm. over there were so nice to her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they got her into like the Rogue One premiere.
Andor.
Mm-hmm. Also, when she left for California, I said, do you need your armor? She's like, no, I'm just going to be concentrating on school.
Yeah. Yeah.
A week later, she's like, can you mail me my armor?
I was talking to Lizzie about that too. I was like, you haven't even touched your armor, man. Like it's, you don't even like, she's like, no, I do every now and then. I like think, and I'm like, man, I haven't dressed up in a while or whatever.
You know, we could get her in events down here. She's not far from us.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't even have her stuff. You know, it's kind of like the same thing. She's like, oh, cause all her stuff is here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the worst was Zoe, cause I didn't think she wanted to be embarrassed in front of her California Merc friend. She was like, there's not enough leg flares on that. On her leg flares mm-hmm. armor. So I had to make her new leg flares without being able to measure. She's like, right, I need this many. And I'm like, all right. And I had to match the leather. And the leather I made from a fake Target leather purse.
Okay.
It was on clearance and I bought it and I cut it all apart.
Yeah, cut it
so
up.
I had to go around the Goodwill for like 5 days, all the good. And I found mm-hmm. two of them, the exact same purse. Nice. And I was like, what we don't do for our kids.
That was our move back. Well, if I don't know about for you, it was like that. For me, it was the whole family. So I'd be hitting up Goodwills all over the place. And I'd be like, hey, here's like an orange jumpsuit. Maybe I can make a little 8-year-old Ezra out of this. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a yellow, you know, like here, like I was looking for all of these things because I would need a set of boots for a kid that could look brown or black or whatever, you know?
Well, Zoe was picky. Yeah. Like when we did Sabine, mm-hmm. she wanted the wedge heel.
Right, right.
You didn't want regular heels. Like it had to be wedge.
Yeah, Sabine had an exact. We bought 4 or 5 pairs of these one particular shoes.
Yeah.
Because first when we had like something, and then we switched it over when Liz found the shoe that she liked.
Yeah.
And then it was really comfortable. So she bought another pair. And then she bought like 2 more pairs once Lizzie started wearing Sabine.
Yeah.
So then she had like 3 pairs of those shoes sitting around, and one of them was like painted up for season 1. One of them was season 2. One of them was in holding. And one of them was like she would wear to work because they were just regular black boots, you know?
Yeah, because I got mine at Ross. I was in Ross one day, and I sent Zoe a picture. I was like, is this the right boot? And they were like, $2. So there I bought one pair to see if they fit, but when I went back, they were gone.
Hmm. Yeah, there was a certain – she ordered them. I can't remember who she would order them from, but she found one, and then it worked really well, and she ended up buying like 3 or 4 pairs that lasted her for quite a while. You know, all the way into when Lizzie was wearing it. And I think those are still the ones that Lizzie has.
Well, and then Safi and Axel, I don't know if it's a second kid thing or they fall under the, because Safi kind of walks to her own
mm-hmm.
beat most of the time. You mm-hmm. know, I think that's why she likes 000 so much, because like you can't part unless someone has a BT unit, no one can partner her up with 000. You know?
Right.
And Safi's, she helped me when I made Zoe's Ahsoka. Safi's good with foam. Mm-hmm. I've never tried foam as much. I just like the resin and all that stuff. But I wanted to make the Ahsoka be able to pack into suitcases because we were going to London. So we packed Sabine in one suitcase and we packed Ahsoka in another suitcase, and certain pieces of armor I made out of the foam.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hip armor, because that hip armor is 3D printed. You can't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
And her Ahsoka came out pretty decent too.
That's good.
I spent way too much money on it. Cause that headpiece was like, when I got the price of the headpiece, I was like, mm-hmm. I can buy like TK armor for that.
Yeah, Leku are not cheap.
Yeah. But they're also, you know, that's like the signature piece.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We would always find, I got like a lot more, especially once I started working at the shops and working mm-hmm. with like more armor pieces and getting more specifics about painting and stuff like that. You know, the blasters and the things and whatever else it was. Like Axel has a season 3 style Ezra, season 3, 4 lightsaber now.
Oh, nice.
So like we finally found like a good one. It's like pretty, it's not like 100%.
Right.
But it's like really, really good.
Right.
It looks great. It's functional. He can use it.
Is this Dante Major Sabers?
No, it's an old Saber Forge.
Oh no, but I was saying because I met him in London too. Whoever did some of your saber work?
Sebastian?
Sebastian, that's who it was.
Starlight Sabers.
Yeah, because he's I guess he's working for the guy Lucasfilm now. Whatever.
I think they all know each other or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I think I'm gonna send him the Ahsoka. I have the Ahsoka hilts and some of the electronics. I just
mm-hmm.
my soldering skills are way better in my mind than they are in real life.
No, he's my lightsaber guy. That's who does. He does all the programming on our stuff. He did my Kanan blaster. My Kanan saber that has blaster sounds. He did me Voss fonts, and I want to send him back. I might do a little bit of upgrades, but I want to hit him up for. I want that Ronin font.
Oh, okay.
The sound of that Ronin blade when he busts out that blade in Star Wars Visions, dude. I love that font. So he's.
What's the saber company called?
Starlight Sabers.
Okay. I have it written down on mm-hmm. I have a whole pile of paper from London and I have like 3 lightsaber plays. I was like, I can't remember who was.
And
Zoe run on like 22 hours of no sleep every day at celebrations. Mm-hmm. We're like zombies when people are having us break down.
You got to put the pieces together later. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's Star Lightsabers, and I've been working with him for a while. He did the powder coating on my Kanan.
Nice.
Because I would like hand paint it with spray paint and it would be fine, but you know, eventually it would come off. I would clear coat it, I would polish it, didn't matter. but he powder coated it. It's been fine. I've been using it for like 2 years now. The color is consistent. It matches my armor and everything. He did a really good job.
The nice thing about the Ahsoka blades, they're just those, you know, the two round ones, like the from, was that
from season six? From Clone Wars, right?
Clone Wars, yeah.
Clone Wars style.
And okay. I got them from Solo's Hold. They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything I do to them is just going to make them worse. Yeah. So,
Are you making them blue or are you going to keep them green?
Well, that's or what I was what talking to him about NeoPixels.
Okay. So you can make them change?
Yeah. Because I have the setup for the NeoPixel because I went on. Actually, this is our podcasting circle. Eric Struthers sent me to the place where he gets all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bought all this stuff, and then I'm looking at it, and I tried some soldering. When I built my Dejeric table, I realized my soldering skills are not what I thought they were.
So, you're like, you need those surgeon hands.
Yeah, oh, and I just need patience, you know? Yeah. Like, it's... So that's I'm excited though to get that done, but because she's mm-hmm. going to want to, when she goes out west, she's probably going to want to take some of that stuff with her.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's why I hope she gets a nice place, but I'm going to tell her just go out with some clothes first and see where you live. You know, you don't want to have all your costumes in the room that someone can just walk into when you're not there.
Fair.
So, I mean, I don't know what her rent budget will be.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's lightsaber upgrades and stuff like that is kind of what we're looking at. Yeah, he's got that Ezra now, so he hasn't really used, like, we've been to Saber Guild practice a couple of times, and that's about it with them, and it's fun. He really gets into it because he really wants to learn how to like do cool things. You know, he just played Jedi Survivor, so now he feels,
now he's ready.
You know, so now he's like, I'm like, dude, we could learn those things. Like, I can teach you how to rock that. Like, because I'm like, look at those. Like, he's got a saber and a blaster. Like, you could bust those moves with Ezra.
Yeah.
Like you could do that. You could incorporate that into, you know, I could do that with Kanan.
Yeah.
Like certain of those little combos. We can teach these things. We can learn these things. You know.
Zoe has the pistol lightsaber. Ezra's pistol lightsaber.
Mm-hmm. The staple gun?
Huh? It looks like, yeah. Well, she got it as a graduation gift. One of our friends knows a prop master in England.
Oh, wow.
And made it. He said the name, and I should have. It was one of those English prop that I hear in the TK business, but I was didn't really know. So I was like, oh, well, it's really nice.
Back in the day, there were a few makers, but they were all so expensive. So, you know, the NMT would be like 700 or something like that, you know, and I would be like,
This was our friend that owned a railroad. So I don't think, I think his version of expensive and our version of expensive was different.
So I like had never pulled the trigger on it, but like now Axel has had his eye out because he really likes that one too.
Yeah.
And now that I have, not that I have Sebastian, but like Sebastian can do like, cause I would be like, hey, can you program this to like, there's like a little switch and a button and a trigger. I'm like, can you make the button do the lightsaber and the trigger turn the lightsaber off and do the blaster? And he's like, yeah, we could do that. Like, so like having him able to like make, because now we could do it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so would that be cool? Because I've had my sabers for a while and I've had Sebastian do all the upgrades on it. And it's been like great.
Well, you're in the same boat with me in the sense that we started doing all this before 3D printing was available.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3D printing has changed.
Yeah. Like armor, not necessarily saber wise. Like,
no, but not
like,
saber wise.
Yeah.
But it at least gives you like what I make. I'm going to make a Ezra saber, whatever the one Sabine carries. I'm just going to make one of those just for her 3D. To carry on her belt, you know. And then, and can't, I've been watching people cold cast in aluminum. So I was like, I can just 3D print it, mold it, and make an aluminum one.
Yeah, that's not that crazy. The enemy would do the cold cast stuff too for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so we can end our Father's Day show with what do you think? What do you think? Like, I do wonder where the kids are the kids always going to come back to me to do their costuming or costume with me, or are they going to venture on their, like, I'm curious what their first costume will be that I have no involvement.
I see. That's a you question. Cause I think like right now, I think Axel is going to get closer to that before Lizzie. Like, I think Lizzie will always come to me to work on whatever we're doing together. But I think Axel's kind of on the road to learning with this. Now that he's all excited and getting these new skills, he's going to start bringing me stuff and being like, oh no, I got this. Like,
nice.
You know, like he's already, he's basically doing his Boba armor. It's Cobb Vanth, but you know, his Boba armor on his own this time. So we'll see how that goes. Like, if he takes it all the way, you know, basically I'm going to, you know, be like, hey, I can get you that. I can help you with the shirt. You know, but we'll see. We'll see how far he goes. And like, depending on what he wants, like, he's wanted to do a custom. He wants to do Axe Woves. He wants to do a custom Mando, but he also, he really likes Axe Woves.
Yeah.
So, you know, the end of season three of Mando was touch and go for us for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, like, wait. Is he going to be okay? Wait. Is he a traitor? Wait. Is everything cool? But he just like, he was really digging Axe Woves. So, but like,
yeah, look, Axe Woves looks good with a group of Mandos.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, I think that's the appeal to Mandos in general. Like I like Sabine because Sabine stands out in a group of Mandos.
Yeah.
And I think Sabine pisses off the Mando mercs because they had to make a whole CRL that didn't wear all the armor.
I mean, like, that's just a costume club thing in general. I think Star Wars growing.
Yeah.
Is people who find themselves in one particular rut get very irritated when things expand outside with their narrow vision. You know, it's like, what does he say? You must embrace a larger view of the Force, not just the dogmatic view of the costume clubs, of the CRLs. So anytime something new comes out, whatever the costume is, you got whatever costume clubs are affiliated with that costume arguing over what makes it okay or not okay or new or updated or whatever. And I'm like, dude, like, grow. We're supposed to represent Star Wars. Star Wars said it's okay. It's on the screen.
Yep.
You know, like, so we should be adapting, not limiting ourselves.
Right. Well, and we all look better with more variety.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you
and not only that, like people are excited, like taking ourselves out of the equation. Yes, I'm sure you all love to be in the stormtrooper costume that you've loved since you were 4 years old or whatever. But kids these days are excited to see the Mandalorian that they just saw with the baby Grogu or whatever they're, you know, next year they'll be excited to see Ahsoka's with whatever, you know, or the Bad Batch or whatever kids. Maybe your kids like Young Jedi Adventures. Maybe we'll see some Nubs costumers out there. Where are my Nubs at?
Yeah. Yeah, I think my girls will probably always... Safi will probably venture out on her own, other than the droids, just because the...
What else does she... Like, because she has 000, and she has Ketsu. Is she interested? Does she have her eye on anything?
She has Ketsu. She wants C-3PO. That's her eyes on C-3PO.
Oh, okay. So she's like, she's sticking with Protocol.
Yeah, she likes Protocol.
I know her and like her, like she don't, I thought she might be like, I'm into hardcore droids only, Forlorn.
Well, we have a Forlorn file to print one.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked the droid from Mandalorian, Zero.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
The problem with Zero is you can't really make an accurate one because the legs are all, you know, green screen. Like he doesn't wear
full yeah.
You know, but I think she likes the Protocol droids because she has the movements and the mannerisms down. Like I think that's what Chris Bartlett, like, because he found us, like we were just walking and then he came and like it was the best con because they didn't advertise it well, so there was no one there, so we hung out with him forever and then he was and you know, he took he signed the inside of her faceplate and she was wearing it. So he was sweaty and he was like, wipes it with his shirt. You know, so you know,
he's like, he gets it. He's done it.
Yeah. You know, so her inside of her face is signed by Matt Martin and Chris Bartlett.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's
nice.
That was,
yeah.
And, like, and in charges, there was a line waiting to pay for his signature and he was,
I always like, because like that tells me like what they're into, like a little bit, you know, because like Lizzie doesn't really have any, like I think she wants to do the epilogue Sabine, but I don't know if she's into Ahsoka Sabine yet, even though it's the same thing, but it's different. She likes the epilogue version better than the live action version so far, you know what I mean. But I like, so like other than that, she doesn't sound like she has anything on her plate really.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I've got my Vosses and I've got my Canon. I kind of want to do like my little, I've been looking a lot at like the little, I don't know, not quite like Disney bounding, but like a lot of the Denizen kind of stuff that you see.
Yeah.
That like, I just like the look of and can like make something out of it. And in fact, I kind of go back to my Art of Rebels book.
Right.
And the episode, I think it's called The Occupation, is season 4 of Rebels. And it's the episode where they go back to Lothal and they're kind of in disguise.
Yeah.
And Kanan has this like super sexy looking white flight cap and sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah.
That Liz hates and thinks look ridiculous. And she's like, "You're not wearing that." And I'm like, "Babe, I want to do this costume."
Well, you know, but the helmet? You know the helmet that Ezra wore?
Which one? Oh, the one that's like the governor style hat.
We started sculpting that.
Let me know how far you get, because
will
it work?
Well, no. What I did was I took the, they had a picture of it somewhere. I took a photo, you know, blew it up, and made a printout. And I made a cardboard, like a cardboard frame and foam, cut it with foam, and I had it all ready to go. And it's sitting somewhere. And it's probably packed in a box because, you know, Zoe would get on these kicks. Hey, you know, could you just make this helmet for me? I'm like, okay, let's see what I can do, you know. And it was beyond my, at the time, I could probably do it a little better now, but at the time it was beyond my skills because it just started looking worse and worse. It started looking like a big dinner plate.
Yeah, there's like that one. And that's the one that Ezra wears.
Yeah.
When that episode came out of all the costumes, I thought Hera and Sabine's looked the best.
Yeah.
So I was like, do you get, and Hera's like, no, not even. She's like, that's way too much body paint. Cause it's hers is like a tank top almost. And then Lizzie didn't like the Sabine little vest or whatever that she had. And I was like, oh,
yeah, okay. Zoe made one. I think Zoe started a rough one of those too.
Yeah.
Cause I think it's actually on one of my mannequins it's under the flight suit. Cause I got nice. Her, I got her an animated pilot.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I want to do Ajax Citizen.
Perfect.
I don't know if you're in the Ajax Citizen group on Facebook.
I might be.
But the one guy I know, he's an archivist. He went to like college, be an archivist. I put that Ajax Citizen up. He located most of the parts for that costume within like hours. He's like, it's this goggles, mm-hmm. and it's this shirt, and it looks like this is what they have wrapped around his head.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, oh, that's cool.
Give this man a raise. So what I was saying is like in that art of book, there's like alternative disguises. So there's like there's one where like Kanan has this cool blue jacket with a hoodie.
Yeah.
And it just looks cool. And I'm like, I should figure out how to make that. You know, and there's one where Ezra has like a red shirt or like it's all the like same stuff, but it's like a little bit different. So there's like cool designs in there that I want to pull from. And just have as random pieces when I go to Batuu or when I do whatever, you know, like yeah,
that'd be a good fun. Walk into Batuu.
Yeah. And I could still have my lightsaber with it, you know, or like a little like from Jedi Survivor, all the outfits are so customizable. I'm like, oh, that jacket looks rad. Let me just make that jacket. Let me just make those gloves or whatever.
Yeah.
I actually bought, I needed some gloves for work. I bought the Cobb Vanth ones.
There's,
I just got home from work.
She just got home from Disney.
Look at you, working person.
He said hello, working person. When you come, if you have, I know when you come for Lizzie's graduation, you can always come to Amish Disney.
Or come to Philly and run up the Rocky Steps.
I don't know how far we're gonna make it out of wherever we are, which I think we're still like an hour and a half out of. We're like trying to plan because we only have like 1 or 2 days.
Ah, yeah.
And we're like, okay, we're gonna have the grandmas. We're gonna have like Axel might like have fun in New York, but like, will the grandmas want to walk around? I don't know. Should we just do like a little tours? But like, we're still trying to figure out what we're gonna do with our 1 or 2 days. I only care about the food. But like I said, Lizzie, I don't think has much. Like at least she hasn't expressed interest in anything costume wise.
Yeah, Zoe has a full list.
Yeah,
and I always tell. I just have to tell her, look, I'm working on Sabine right now.
But Axel's like Cobb Vanth, Axe Woves. You know, Ezra, updating Ezra, like getting approved in an Ezra. Because he's like, okay, I can do Saber Guild. Boom, there's my Ezra. Okay, I can join the Mando Mercs, like with my Axe or with my Cobb Vanth or whatever. Technically, he could join Rebel Legion with Cobb Vanth.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm like, but like, those are three that he's like, not only expressed interest, but like really been like, no, we should do this. So
him
like
and
that,
Zoe, him yeah. and, like, because I'd like to get Zoe's sabers done before she goes out to California, so she can get into Saber Guild with Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I mean, we'll see how he goes. But like, what does Liz have on? I mean, Liz still has a Night Owl on her list that she's going to turn into Ursa Wren, I think.
Oh, nice. Then, oh, that's nice.
And then, like, we have the most unfinished costumes for Liz, but they're always like the most difficult.
Yeah.
And then she also has a, what does she have? Oh, we have like an almost done, like, we just need to do the soft parts, an Imperial Knight from the Legacy comics.
Oh, nice.
Because Liz wanted to do the Mara Sayafel,
yeah.
the Empress or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I just printed a Ursa Wren helmet for somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
But she wants to do the Night Owl version from Siege of Mandalore. Do you remember the version? Because like she comes out with Bo-Katan.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
has like the it's like she has the Ursa Wren paint, the yellow with Night Owl. It's kind of rad. But also this is before people were 3D printing smaller jetpacks on Mando females. So I have this giant jetpack.
Well, if you guys need something printed, I mean, like, especially Axel wants something printed, just tell him to send me a message.
I need him to work stuff out for you or with you or however, because, you know, he's working now, kind of.
I know, but
don't give him an easy way. Like, let him work for it.
But for me, a lot of the times when I print stuff for friends, it's me learning how to print something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning how to.
You know what else I have him working on?
What?
He's working on the jaws of for the cadet helmets.
Oh, nice.
We never finished those. So yeah. I'm like, hey, get those all ready to paint, and then we can paint them up, and you can have one for your cadet. You can do open face Ezra and one for open face, because I can paint one up.
Yeah, yeah.
The rig all white, and then I can paint one that has the custom.
Did I send you the open face one?
Yeah, you sent me one. I'm pretty sure I have one or two. I have enough, I think.
Because I cleaned part of my garage out. I have another cadet helmet that I found because it has a crack in it, in mm-hmm. not the helmet part, but the face part. Because
mm-hmm.
I might do one of those up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got to get back into it.
Yeah. He liked those ones. We did a good job with those. Like the paint was kind of nice, you know, but we'll see.
That's cool. Yeah. It's nice to see that I hope they keep doing it. I mean, I still mm-hmm. only have one approved costume and I've been in since 07. I still have my FXDK. Yeah.
I mean, I have my, you know, I only have two costumes. Well, I guess I have more because, like, they have a little variations. I got, like, season 2 and 3 Kanan, season, you know, Voss from the comics, Voss from Clone Wars. I got, that's my last one that I got approved, my Clone Wars Voss.
Yeah, I have a Sand Trooper that I could probably submit. I've mm-hmm. just been lazy. Like,
yeah.
And I have a Vader started. But I have to get, the Vader's, literally my Vader is, I have to do the belt. And make sure the lifts are comfortable. Because I don't want to be a short Vader. Not knocking mm-hmm. any short Vaders out there. But I'm 5'10".
Mm-hmm. Right. You got to represent.
Huh?
You got to represent.
Yeah. So I want to... I don't want to be... Because I'm a short... Everyone always calls me a short Stormtrooper. Because we have like 6'3". Like, I don't mm-hmm. know why anyone that's 6'3".
Yeah. You need to be like, y'all need Death Trooper costumes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, nature give you... You know.
Yeah.
But...
get out of here, Death Troopers. You're in full of nobody.
I wore another guy's Vader costume for, it was some family wanted a Vader. It was not like official, whatever, but he had 5-inch lifts and it was fine. Except his lifts, his shoes were a little big for me. So it didn't fit me right, but I was fine. Well, I walked around in a house with stairs for like 3 hours and was mm-hmm. fine. So, I just got to get, It's just one of those things that's sitting. I made a bench now in my garage where I can't do anything other than what's on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm happy. I'm happy that our kids' paths made our paths cross. So you and I don't get to talk as much as, you know,
I'm glad their paths cross. You know what I mean? I'm glad they're still there for each other whenever, you know, for whatever.
Yeah.
I hope they continue. You know, we'll see how it goes, but I'm glad that they're both doing their things, you know?
Well, there's a deeper friendship there, I think, that I think people that don't understand Star Wars and don't let themselves just be a kid for long. And I think our girls have become good friends that will, I hope their podcast sticks around, you know, like especially with Anchor and all. It's not an Anchor commercial, but it's so much easier to do it with Anchor now, you know, compared to the old days of having to run it through Audacity and then run it through GarageBand and then hook everything up. I was like, ugh. So, and your podcast,
the Rogue Rebels podcast, I think we're on 265.
Yeah, so you've caught up to the girls, yeah, I know.
Almost, have we? The girls don't number anymore, do they?
No, I see. I took the numbers off and I put them in the Anchor thing, mainly because I was trying to get their numbers back up. And the one thing they were saying was take out your episode numbers because it messes with some of the algorithms. So I was like, okay, I'll try anything, you know. But I think they're at two. They're between that, like 270 or something like that. I don't know. I don't really keep track as much. I mainly just go by the years. But yeah, your podcast, and then my podcast is not really a podcast. We just ramble on.
I feel like that's any podcast.
That's true.
We're doing it right now.
Well, what we do now, because our podcast, we're on episode 60 or something like that. And we've been doing it over a year. And we missed 2 weeks. And that's it. We did it every week, every Wednesday night. Some of those shows were 4.5 hours long. Like I was going into work Thursday, like dragging, because we would just get sidetracked. So now I bought these books. You ever see, they're on like, they're, I don't know. It's like those old encyclopedias. They're not the best information. I mean, but they're pretty cool. But so to now, like you were saying, evergreen, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, we decided, look, our shows are only going to be an hour, no matter what it, you know, and now I have those guys randomly pick a number and a page and that's our topic because we were just, you know, rambling on. Because John's from Ohio and Ken's from New Jersey, so the only time we really see each other.
Yeah.
Again, I'll send you a link every once in a while. But now if you do ever jump on, it's only an hour.
If I ever get off work, I'll hit you up.
Yeah, you're on California time, so.
Yeah, I'm always in the future, and by the time I get there, you guys are passed out.
Yeah.
In theory.
Well, I have two more days of students and 3 more days of work.
Okay. And I'm done, Yeah, Axel's already on vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I said, I told you he's been starting on his stuff.
Yeah.
He was even sanding and painting out there today.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see his stuff. I mean,
yeah. I'm going to have him take like more. I'm going to be like, dude, take some progress pictures. Take some, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think he's just excited to be doing stuff.
If he's free on a Wednesday, he can come and talk in it when we do.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'll let him know.
We're like, if you listen to the Dad Batch, we're like the trailer park version of the Dad Batch. You know, they're talking like,
I don't know what to do with that.
Huh?
I don't know what to do with that.
Well, no, but I mean, they're like talking about all this cool stuff, and we're like, well, I cut this with a Dremel and it still seems to work. You know what I mean? Like, but John is a guy we met. He actually found love in one of the long lines in Celebration London. He met up with a girl from Hawaii, and now he's building her a Bo-Katan. So I don't know how that works.
All right.
But yeah, happy Father's Day. And thanks for, you know, thanks from becoming from just me searching for pictures to build Sabine to where we are today.
Yeah. I'm always glad and open to help, like, which is, I mean, I feel like it's a little more common nowadays, but like back when we started this costume thing, it was a little, I don't know, it could feel gatekeepy at sometimes. So I always tried to be like, hey, you had questions about Sabine. And I was like, hey, man, here's what I did. Here's what I used. This is the helmet that I got. This is what I did. These are the colors.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Colors.
Here's a reference album that I have on 1,000 pictures on Flickr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so But yeah, I'll post this up. Let me stop the recording. But thank you, Sal. And I'll stop. Let me see if I can.